Torreway, North West London, Tuesday, Gimel Sivan, 23rd of May. Hurrah for four gold blatschliter cheesecake. This week's Torreway has been sponsored the Refuah Shleima Shel Gita Gela Bas Ruchama Ayola Shetichya Shetizke the Refuah Shleima Bekoro Pesach Shalchay LeYisrael Amen.
We're going to speak about cheesecake, no recipes, sorry, but just to go through the famous minhag of eating milchiks on Shavuot, and various different reasons that have been suggested in the Sforim behind this, and together with that also the different ways that people have the minhag, when they're making the minhag and so on, and how that connects and links with the different reasons. And then if we have time afterwards, we can also move on to some halachos brachos that are relevant when eating cheesecake, either before a suda or separately, and so on. So the minhag of eating milchiks on Shavuos, the Rama brings in some Tzimtzum Tzadidalet, noeg in bekama mekoymes lechol machol echolov biyom rishon shel Shavuos. The minhag bekama mekoymes, obviously it's now very widespread, it seems it wasn't completely universal then, but to eat machol echolov, and the Rama emphasizes that this minhag is on the Yom Rishon Shel Shavuos, on the first day. So that we're going to come back to. Why would it be, not everybody follows this minhag, many people do have it the second day as well, but it seems from the Rama that there's some reason why the minhag is specific to the first day and not both days. There's also a mashmos in the Rama that the minhag is to have it by day and not by night. But again, many people dafka have it at night, and we're going to explain why that should be. This minhag is first mentioned in the Rishonim, in the Kolvoy or Chaschaim, Sefer Menhagim Mahari Tirna, which is Rishonim toward the end of the time of the Rishonim, the 13th, 14th century. They mention this minhag, and the only reason that's mentioned in the Rishonim is the famous reason of Dvash v'cholov tachas v'shoneich, that the Torah is nimshal to Dvash and Cholov, the masikos of Torah, the sweetness of Torah, is compared to Dvash and Cholov. Obviously the Torah is also compared to other things, compared to Yain, compared to Mayim, those things we're having already, or because those things are not completely to do with the sweetness, but the sweetness of Torah is something that we're celebrating on Shavuos, and therefore we have Dvash v'cholov, and the Rishonim add, and also Cholov is Gematria 40, 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, so we recover the Torah, and therefore there's a connection between Cholov and Torah, between Dvash and Torah, and you can make other Gematrias as well. Dvash and Cholov added together is 346, which is Moshe Rabbeinu Moshe plus the Cholov. The Rishonim only mentioned the 40, but that is the, I don't want to call it the original reason, but that's the reason that's mentioned in the earliest Sfarim that mentioned the minhag. According to this, the Mishnah Berurah himself is mashmal like this, as he brings it, the minhag would include Dvash and Cholov equally. There's no reason why it's particularly continued to be specifically milchik, and the minhag of Dvash has been, is far less widespread, it seems to have been relatively abandoned. Perhaps that's why, or it could just be anyway, most of the Sforim search for other reasons to explain this minhag, the minhag of having milchiks. They don't want to accept that this is the only reason. There are other Ramazim included as well.
Eliza would say you have some Torah as well?
Possibly, a little bit different. Siyum HaShel Torah and Kabbalah HaShel Torah are not the same. But yeah. Most of that's the Rishonim, who are the earliest and the clearest to mention the minhag, only give this reason. That's clear. And Morgan Avraham and the Achronim all suggest alternative reasons as well. Possibly, like I said, because the minhag of Dvash appears to have been dropped. Possibly just anyway, because that's standard practice, Kapidar Peshal Torah, we have a minhag, the minhag has many Ramazim within it, and we'll suggest all of them. So the Rama says his famous reason. The Rama says that in fact, he would say that it's nothing to do with Torah at all. Shavuos is obviously Zman Matan Torah Seinu. In the Torah itself, it's never described as Zman Matan Torah Seinu. In the Torah itself, it's the Yom Tov of Tzeres, Chakat Bikurim. It's not Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The Sforim explain that it's not Zman Matan Torah Seinu because, in fact, the Torah is there for us every day. In Shemayim, this is the Mashmos, the Aruch HaShulchan, and others, in Shemayim, the Torah is always there and it's always accessible. Kor v'lech v'adov v'mo'od, it's there for us to access. So in the Musagim of the Torah, it's not described as Zman Matan Torah Seinu, but for us, it is Zman Matan Torah Seinu because we reenact the Kabbalah HaTorah, we reenact the Tzias Mitzrayim HaPesach, we go through the Sefiras HaOmer, we go through the Shleishis Me'agbalah starting today, and then we have our Kabbalah HaTorah, so there is a connection, as we say in the evening, Zman Matan Torah Seinu. However, says the Rama, He would suggest that that's not in fact what's behind the minhag of eating milchiks. What's behind the minhag of eating milchiks is because Shavuos was the Yom Tov in which they brought the Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem were brought in the Beis HaMikdash, it's a specific korban. The korban of the Shtei HaLechem doesn't really have any commemoration. We can't do anything to remember the Shtei HaLechem. Says the Ramah, therefore the minhag is to eat milchiks for the following reason. If a person is eating milchiks and fleishiks at the same suddah, then the halacha is in Yerodea, Simon Peites, that a person is not allowed to use the same bread for the milchik part of the suddah as for the fleishik part of the suddah, whether it's in one suddah or not in one suddah, bread that has been on the table during seven. Says the Magra, chol milk is a symbol of Tara. The Gemara says, dam nek and chola about to mean nekas. Over there we don't pass any for those nafkaminas. But the Metzias is that milk is a symbol of Tara. And therefore, since milk is a symbol of Tara, it's fitting that at the time of Shavuos, when we've been through the cycle of 7 times 7, of the cycle of becoming Tahir squared, that Cholov will be a symbol of what we've achieved with that we've become Tahir. So again, the Filimon of Rome, it's not connected to the Korban of Shtei Alech, obviously, but also it's not actually connected to Kabbalah HaTorah itself. It's not really connected to Torah like the Kolbe and Rishonim say, because Torah is Nimshalot Cholov. It's actually because with the achievement of coming through Sfirat Omer to the Chameshim Yom, to the Yom, to the 50th day, the day of Shavuos, when we've reached the level of Tara that Sfirat Omer gives us, we come to a Metzius of Tara, which we express by eating Chol. There's also a famous reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings from Shamati B'Shem Kolechot, the story behind this, who knows if it's true, but the story behind this is that this was with Meir Zoskar, when he was a child. But the simple reading of the Torah is that our physical misses that we have to be paying is something that can only be on earth. The Gemara in Shavuos, which mentions this story, doesn't mention this example. In the Midrashim, some of the Midrashim, Psikta and others, it mentions that one of the challenges that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Malachim was, you, Malachim, eat basa machala that crashes the era where Avraham Avinu prepared for the cholot and Abakar and Shasa. So the Malachim eat basa machala. It's different from the examples in the Gemara, because it's not the account in kind of Torah. He's challenging them because of something historically that they had done, according to him. But he says that Malachim, the Medrash said, that Moshe Rabbeinu said to them, that the Malachim ate basa machala, and therefore they don't deserve to receive the Torah, because they're, I suppose, they are there, you would say they've eaten basa b'chalav. Again, this is something that Achronim discuss. Did they eat basa b'chalav? The Biskarov says that it was Nisraf b'gufon, because their guf is Eish, and therefore it was Sreifas basa b'chalav. Rabbi famously says Sreifas basa b'chalav is a mutter, it's not true basa b'chalav. And if it would have been an Issa, how could Avraham Avinu have given it to them? That's, again, discussion in the Achronim. But Al-Kopanim, Tertan says that the reason why we eat milchiks on Shavuos is to declare and demonstrate that we are not like the Malachim. The Malach ate basa b'cholov in a way that it seems from the Medrash wasn't acceptable. We know how to eat milk and meat on the same Yom Tov and be marachik b'neim and do everything that we eat that Chazal have imposed midrashes and midrabonon to make sure that we're not over on any Medrash. So we dafka have to eat milchiks in order to show that we're better than Malachim. They ate basa b'cholov, we don't, and that's how to eat milchiks. See, the Zeros Shimshon brings another reason. As we know, the Shleishis Mikvah is the days that Klal Yisrael were Purish Me'isha in order to be sure that they were Tahir for Kosa Torah. So he stressed that in that time, for those 3 days, they didn't eat the foods which the Gemara says, and Mishpulah brings this in Sinin Purim, in Sinin Tahir Shkes, that there are certain foods that are Marbezera, one of them is milk. Therefore, for those 3 days, they didn't eat any milk, maybe the other things as well, and therefore, the minag of milchiks, says the Nazir Shimshon, is because after Matan Torah, they reverted to being able to eat milchiks. Again, it's interesting in that it's not connected to Matan Torah. Again, theory suggests it's not connected by Yoim. Shtei Alechem has to be connected. But, you should say again, Shtei Alechem is the korban of Shavuos, we're making it for the Shtei Alechem, so again, it can be at any time on Shavuos, that's what you think. No difference really between first day and second day. I said earlier, perhaps because of the minag of making milchik bread, it could be second day. But if this is the reason, some point, first day and second day, maybe even both, there should be such a minhag. According to the reason of Magen Avraham, L'chora, we would understand much better why the minhag would be specifically on the first day. Magen Avraham says that the reason is not Kabbalah Torah, Torah Nim Shalachol. It's not Shtei Alechem for Karbonis. It's not anything to do with after Matan Torah, whether with the reason of the Gadol Echod or with the Nazirus Shimshon. It's nothing to do with any of those. Magen Avraham, the Kudda is that we've come to the end of Sfiras HaOmer. At the end of Sfiras HaOmer, we reach a level of Tara that means, a level of Kedusha that means that we are able to recover the Torah. Now that does not exist on Sefer Shavuos, because Sfiras HaOmer, as we know, don't count Sfiras HaOmer as Sefer HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is only done on the correct days. We will finish Sfiras HaOmer on the 49th day on Erev Shavuos. From that day, when that day finishes, Tmimois would come into Shavuos. So as we come into Shavuos, there's a new meeting of Milchiks again. Then you have to be very
nice. That's one day.
It's the reason itself that would be Chayla Shavuos.
They asked why
they
don't have
a mini
tahani cake
gift,
vash for
chula.
Yeah,
kasha. Together,
honey cheesecake.
You
said
you're not giving
recipes. You don't think the custom grew up because they had such an expensive Pesach, they had no money left.
then it would be seventh-day Pesach.
I'm suspicious that this might be the reason.
I always wanted to say the reason is if you're staying up all night, you need to have coffee. But that's it doesn't historically that doesn't actually work. The reason of the Shalevi and the Nazir Shimshon, the reason of the God Echot, I should say, the Mishabro, which is that the point is that after Matan Torah, they weren't able to have meat, similarly the Nazir Shimshon, that they weren't eating Chav and Macholim like that in the 3 days building up to Shavuos until after Matan Torah. L'chayra, the minhag should be after Matan Torah. The minhag shouldn't be Shavuos. The minhag should be we have our Kabbalah Satorah in a way. Shachris on Shavuos, we learn that Seres HaDibris, that itself says in the Svarim, is some type of Kabbalah Satorah. We come through to after davening, that's the Shlach Kodesh, when his Eden of staying up all night says, and from that, of course, some people don't do this, they go to bed and get up for Shachris. Shlach Kodesh says the part of the Eden is staying up the whole night and going through to davening and being the Kabbalah Torah straight from having been up all night. So after Shachris, the next should be dafka to have it by Yom HaShavuos, like the Lashon HaMor, it should be dafka by Yom. First day, second day, I don't know if it is, but L'chayr, we would understand if you that, it should be dafka by Yom and not by Yom. The Inun should be dafka by day and not by night.
Isn't there a problem of the cheese of Kinas Akim, of Dinan of the cheese was before?
That, because they, no, they didn't have a Dinan Akim, they all were going back.
Shabbos.
If they had a Dinan Akim, yes.
Yeah.
So I say, Zekum Dois, but in our question, suggested question of if it's a deal, I don't know if it's a deal, but in the Lashon of the Ramah, the Midrash goes to have it by Yoim, then the reason of the Rishonim, no difference what it should be. For the reason of the Ramah, Kipshote, we should say no difference, both Korbonis by Yoim, and the Ramah says, Zekum Shnei Alechem, but we wouldn't really make that distinction. It's the Yom Tov of Shavuos, it's the Korban of Shavuos, you can have it any time. For the reason of the Mogen Avraham, in a way you could say it should be Dafka by night, but even if not, we do understand why Dafka the first day. For the reasons of the Nazir Shimshon and Godel Echot, which possibly was Tishas Levi, then it should be Faket Dafka in the morning after Matan Torah. For the reason of the Teres Chayim and some Chassid Shachrit, if you were done like the Kolboy, the reason is because of Matan Torah, or like the Mogen, the reason is because at the end of the Sotomayim we come to the Kedusha, we show that Kedusha with God, or like the Nazir Shimshon or the Godel Echot, that because of after Matan Torah, that they ate cholov for one reason or another. But if the reason is, like the Teres Chaim himself says, and Bechei can add, if it's like the Ramah, that it's Zeich L'Shnei Alechem, you're only Mekayim Inin if you have them as one meal. And therefore, he says, go over Yodzi Levatel, I would be Mekayim Inin completely, because you'll be Yotzah Schar Be'Hafseideh by eating them during the one Sula. The Ramah himself is not concerned about this, just because the Ramah learned to the Zohar, that only means basar kach cholov, it doesn't mean so the sechada cholov kach basar. The Ramah is not concerned about this at all, doesn't bring this anyway, it's mashma, and he learned it that way, like the Yudhim and Chaim Tango, it's mashma, that's how he learned it. But I'll upon it, the Teres Chaim says this. The more you get this, because you don't have lechem. Can you make a dish on milk? So you go straight into the Suda. Normally, why don't you eat other foods with a different bracha before a Suda? Because it's brachas shikatsuch. You're not allowed to eat to make brachas unnecessarily, so you're not, in certain cases, but